Welcome to your five for today. As I came through the front door of our house after the Easter service in April 2017, I felt a radiating sensation through my chest. It was not pain or discomfort, just a strange and unusual feeling. I thought nothing of it as it only lasted a second or two. Certainly no thought of heart problems entered my mind, as I did not have the usual causes for heart attacks, no high blood pressure, no high cholesterol, no diabetes, smoking never indulged, alcohol never consumed. Also, I had been on the exercise bike every morning and evening for the past 2 or 3 years and had lost a lot of weight. Clearly, I thought I was healthy. How wrong could I be? And continued for the next 8 days as usual. I conducted 2 funerals, travelled to Bristol to conduct a church service, travelled to Bath to chair a charity committee, did some gardening, visited Park Prison for a pastoral visit, and generally maintained my usual level of activity. However, I did recognise that my work rate was lower, and I was having difficulty breathing properly when I went up hills or stairs, and my legs didn't seem to want to function very well. So I eventually concluded that I had a chest infection. Self-diagnosis is really not good. And I phoned for a doctor's appointment. Not being able to get through until 8:20 a.m., there were no vacancies to see the doctor that morning, and so I was given an appointment with the nurse. The nurse gave me an ECG, listened to my tales of breathlessness on hills and stairs, and then took me to see a doctor. He gave me an aspirin and spray under the tongue and referred me to hospital. I naturally assumed this was just some sort of precaution and made no effort to rush. I walked to the chemist to pick up my wife's prescription. We had lunch before we went, and at Bridgend Hospital it is a bit of a walk from the car park to the main building. Tests must have quickly shown up that I had had a heart attack, and whenever I was moved around the hospital, it was now in a wheelchair, though somehow the message didn't seem to register with me, and I still thought it was all precautionary. Eventually I spent time in the cardiac ward, and the angiogram showed a blocked artery. It could all have been so much worse, and now I am permanently on medication, and last year had a stent put in, as have many, many other people. I have expressed my gratitude to my GP, who admitted that he hadn't been sure about sending me to the hospital, but decided to take the decision, even if he turned out to look a bit foolish. The staff, nurses, doctors, and consultants were professional and treated me with dignity, and I was able to thank them all. Yet I remember the night before the first angiogram, after I'd listened to all the things that could go wrong, including a possible heart attack, stroke, or death. And I lay there thinking of the possible consequences. How grateful I was to be able to pray and to thank God for his care and love for me. Many years ago I came into God's family through faith in Christ, and ever since I have known that I belong to him and will be with him forever. Knowing Jesus as our Saviour makes us both secure for eternity and also thankful for all that is done for us. Most of all, for the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for listening.